we've got a few minutes left in the program today. I want to introduce Carol Norton. She is back with us. She is with Wild Earth Guardians, and Jeff Keenan with Who's Donuts, which is just opening tonight. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thanks for having us.
So what's going on, Carol? You were on recently for a little bit. You've got the big Wild Earth Gala this Friday night.
We do have the Wild Earth Gala on Friday, and we would love for people to join us. It's going to be at the Convention Center this year because we've outgrown Bishop's Lodge, and we're going to be celebrating the Rio Grande. And we have a new book, which I hope folks will see. We're going to do more on that in a couple of weeks, but it's done, it's out, and it's available.
The Rio Grande, An Eagle's View, a wonderful book, and I hope to be talking with the author one of these days soon. So you'll be celebrating the publication of this book and the river itself.
That's right. It's a really great night, lots of schmoozing, great vegan dinner, live auction.
Vegan dinner?
Vegan dinner.
Uh-oh.
Full on. We're committed. We're your people.
And just tell us a little bit about the efforts to, some of the problems that are happening in the river these days and the efforts to solve those problems and save the river.
Well, that's exactly the point of the book, is to raise awareness of the Rio Grande. The biggest problem is that there's not enough water for everybody, and there certainly hasn't been enough water for the river. So the river in 1996 actually went dry, and it really catalyzed Wild Earth Guardians to begin to work on water issues.
And what happened? I mean, one of the things, we had Flip Nicklin on last week, and we were talking about whales, and it's encouraging that every once in a while there are these stories of, for example, whale populations bouncing back and dry rivers getting wet again.
You know, that can happen. It's an absolute possibility, but it's not going to happen by ignoring the problem. So we are doing a lot of work in different areas. The number one thing we're trying to do is a water leasing program where we buy water back from farmers and put it in the river, giving the river a right to its own water.
Very interesting. So water rights for the river as opposed to people who are taking it out of the river.
That's right, and we're buying them so the farmers can then go to a different kind of system that's more efficient, uses less water, so they can take the money and put in a drip system, for
different
instance.
Kinds of irrigation. Brilliant.
Yes, we think so too. Win-win for everybody. And there are, I forget how many species who depend on the Rio Grande, hundreds indirectly for sure. And so species like the silvery minnow, the willow flycatcher, even more species all will have a place that they can call home.
Now, you've got something called Stream Team.
That's right. So the other thing we do besides policy work trying to protect and advocate for our river is we actually go out and restore it. We plant hundreds of thousands of trees, 100,000 this year, mostly willow, quite a few, maybe 5,000, 10,000 cottonwoods, some forage trees as well so that the different species, particularly bird, have something to eat. And we restore whole stretches of streams.
And if people want to see what this looks like, they can go on the Wild Earth Guardians website, and there are some before and after pictures.
It's phenomenal.
It's unbelievable.
It's such a visceral experience because we actually go in and take out all the non-natives, which brings it down to zero.
So you've got a bunch of yellow dirt, basically.
Lovely yellow, red, purple dirt. And then we come back and build it back up. So we'll dig holes. Some of the holes are 8 to 12 feet deep. We plant cottonwood poles, which are sometimes 20 feet tall, and at the end of the day, you're in a forest of beauty.
Amazing, amazing. So people can join the Stream Team and just hang out with the Wild Earth Guardians and plant trees. And
that's right, and what's great this year is we did a lot of our work up in the Valle Caldera, which, as a lot of people know, is up for grabs at the moment. It's hard to tell whether it's going to stay with the Forest Service or go into the National Park Service, and it is a beautiful place. The fires that went through this year actually were beneficial. So not on every acre, but in many of the acres. And
that's interesting because in some places they were very, very harmful to the earth.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a bigger problem that we can talk about today.
Yeah.
But the fire does belong in the ecosystem. We can live with fire. The fire in the Valle was primarily a beneficial fire. It's going to restore it's going to restore the ecosystem, and the streams with the planting that we did this spring will come back even faster. We're going to go back this fall and replant in a couple places that burned, refence to keep the elk out so the trees can grow, and just have another couple of really fun days.
Excellent. Now, Jeff Keenan, you are with Who's Donuts? You are also with the Chocolate Smith.
This is true.
And you are opening a new donut shop, and there's a big public opening tonight. What's the relationship between your business and Wild Earth Guardians?
Well, we've always been a supporter of Wild Earth Guardians through the Chocolate Smith over the years. But the connection today is really more to do with the Stream Team and the plantings that they do here in New Mexico. One of my favorite bike rides that I go on is off of Airport Road down past the wastewater treatment plant, where I've been able to see firsthand the amazing regrowth of that stream area with the constant water supply and whatnot. And it just had us thinking that how can we start our new business, the Who's Donut Shop, and integrate some contribute to an organization that's planting like this. So what we did is we sat down with Carol Norton and we came up with an idea called Three for the Trees, where we're going to have 3 cents from every donut that we sell basically go as a contribution towards the tree planting that they do here in New Mexico.
Nice. Now, Who's Donut Shop, your logo is an owl that says who. And what's different about this shop? I mean, do you have some of those wild and crazy kinds of donuts that they have in the big cities?
Yeah, we're definitely going to try to attract some new fun things. We'll have all the classics, and we'll have some twists on the modern classics. So really, you'll see things in our donut shop that you would find in New York or San Francisco, and hopefully we'll find a home for them here in New Mexico.
What are some of your favorites?
Let's see. Right now, it would be a lemon cake donut with a vanilla glaze and pistachio on top, or one that we already know is going to be a big hit is the maple chili bacon donut, which is not necessarily vegan friendly, but it'll be one of the more popular items.
They will be not be serving it at the Wild Earth Gala.
But everything that we're going to do is all handmade, all from scratch, all organic. Ingredients, as many local items that we can source. So really, we're trying to go forward with a good model for what we're doing.
And that's tonight. Where is the shop?
The shop's at 851 B Cerrillos Road, right next to the Chocolate Smith.
Oh, okay.
Our open house event's going to be on from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're going to give away thousands of donuts, and anyone and everyone is welcome to come. So bring your friends and come get a first look at what we're going to do before we open Friday morning.
And Wild Earth Guardians is on the web at wildearthguardians.org. You can go to events and find the gala for Friday night. Is there a phone number you want to give?
505-988-9126, extension 0. And I'll meet you at 6 a.m. at Who's Donuts on Friday.
6 a.m.
Yes, because I know you are.
A morning person. Carol Norton is with Wild Earth Guardians. Jeff Keenan is with Who's Donuts and the Chocolate Smith. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.